501-534-0755. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, February 25th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One of the other stories that I've been following is these nine bills. You heard the Michigan News Network talk about it. I want to get into a little more detail here. Nine bills that were passed in the legislative session of 2024 did not make it to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer's, desk. Well, now the attorneys for the Senate Democrats filed a lawsuit against the current new Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. They told the judge yesterday that the speaker gave an unconstitutional order to not present the nine bills from the prior session to the governor. However, Kyle Asher, an attorney with Dykema Gossett, who represents Hall in the House, countered that each legislature's term lasts for 2 one-year sessions. Not 2 years, 1 year sessions that end at the end of each session. The old legislature's business ceases to exist, which meant that Hall, now in control of the 103rd legislature, is not obligated to send bills from the 102nd legislature to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for signature. The old legislature cannot bind a future legislature. While these were the arguments made in front of the Court of Claims Judge Saima Patel, who sits on the appellate court and was appointed by who? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The question is whether or not the Constitution is clear that bills need to be presented to the governor, and she questioned whether Asher argued that the legislature can hold up bills indefinitely. The judge asking the attorney, doesn't that run afoul of the clear language of the Constitution? Asher again reiterated, Your Honor, there is no clear legal duty for a current legislature to present bills from a prior legislature. Patel said she struggled with Asher's argument that there's a firm demarcation between the 102nd and the 103rd legislature, and the work done by one doesn't actually carry over to the next one. Of course she doesn't understand it. She was appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She's blatantly a liberal, progressive, communist, Democrat judge. She added, I'm just trying to understand, given the parameters of your argument, how do we make sure this constitutional provision isn't rendered meaningless? Well, the Goodman Acker attorney Mark Brewer, who is also the former Democratic Party chair, argued that the Senate Democrats are entitled to a judgment because the Michigan Supreme Court's case, Bowserman versus the Unemployment Insurance Agency ruling, recognized that having a legal obligation such as Hall's duty to forward bills. That is unenforceable as a ghost in the law. Brewer said the duties date back to the very last Constitutional Convention, which, by the way, was in 1963. He argued that there is harm to public employees suffering from high medical costs, to correction officers denying the right to have a pension, and to debtors who are denied exemptions, which would help protect some of the assets during bankruptcy proceedings. Brewer went on to argue, never in the history of Michigan has the Speaker of the House unconstitutionally ordered the clerk not to present bills that were already to go to the governor. Under the defendant's arguments, every bill that passes the legislature could be held hostage by a leader of a legislative body. The judge asked the attorney for Matt Hall to respond to the other side's argument, essentially that a ghost provision of the Constitution has absolutely no teeth. He replied, "I don't think that's a ghost provision," he replied. "The state constitution says each bill the legislature passes, quote, shall, before it becomes law, be presented to the governor for signing," end quote. It does not, however, indicate a deadline of what happens if a previous legislature fails to present bills to the governor. Asher also noted that 24 bills wait at least 27 days for presentation in the prior session. Sometimes, he said, it's at the Senate's delay. He argued that it is unprecedented for one chamber to ask the judiciary to order another chamber to present bills to the executive branch. Asher asked the court not to get into the dispute between the two legislative bodies. The legislation at issue would alter a law signed in 2011 to limit what public employers can pay toward their workers' health care. Another bill would allow Detroit's Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History and the Detroit Historical Museum to seek a property tax millage in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties, and allow correction officers to join the Michigan State Police Pension Fund. All nine of the bills passed in the House and the Senate was during the 23-24 term when the Democrats held the majority in both chambers. However, Hall took over on January 8th. And he ordered the House clerk not to send the bills while the Republicans reviewed their legal options. Brewer said, the Democrat attorney, these bills passed by a majority of both bodies, and to enable one legislative leader to basically veto these bills, which is the exclusive prerogative of the governor, is anti-democratic and anti-majoritarian. Well, after the hearing, the Michigan AFL-CIO called on the judge to enforce the Constitution, as Speaker Hall cannot be trusted to follow it himself. You know what, folks? I believe in what the arguments made by Matt Hall's attorney are legitimate. They're valid. He is under no obligation in our state constitution, anywhere I can find, that he must forward these bills from the previous legislature in his new legislative term to the governor for signature. I believe this judge, being an appointee of Whitmer, will rule against Matt Hall, and the case will be appealed. This may go all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. And honestly, I think Matt Hall should take it all the way to the United States Supreme Court. What he did was completely constitutional, in my opinion, but I'm not a judge. But how can they expect the 103rd legislature to forward bills that were passed in the 102nd legislature? Nowhere in the Constitution does it require it. And I applaud Matt Hall for standing strong on this. I applaud him for participating in this lawsuit and not caving in to the Democrats and the governor's demands. They screwed up. It's that simple. For whatever reason, Speaker of the House then, Speaker Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, dropped the ball. Why did he do it? Did he not agree with these nine bills? Or was this revenge against the governor, against the other Democrats? God only knows. But in the end, this will continue down probably the appeals process. After she rules against Matt Hall, he will appeal it. And ultimately, I believe, another case of this going to the Michigan Supreme Court. Very liberal Supreme Court. Well, question Matt Hall, are you willing to take it to the United States Supreme Court? I would love for the United States Supreme Court to overturn the Michigan Supreme Court. So we'll see where this goes. Another just little short story here. We're going to get in real quick. Do I have time? Yeah, I think I can. Former Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield, well, the court has decided that they are going to schedule the examination of Stephanie Chatfield, set to appear tomorrow for a preliminary examination. It will be held in the 54B District Court, is expected to conclude on Friday. So, Dana Nessel still pursuing Lee and Stephanie Chatfield. Final segment of today's show, we'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today on this Tuesday. I want to press upon you in this last segment the importance of growing the radio audience, growing our sponsors, bringing new listeners into this show. As we go through 2025, and I've told you, this is going to be a party year. The county parties, the first congressional district party, events where we're going to have fun, we're going to party, but we're going to educate, we're going to inform, we're going to engage the general public more so than we ever have ever in the 12 years I've been doing this show. Well, actually, in April, it'll be 13 years. Over 9,000 hours on this microphone since April of 2012. We have grown to the point that when I was at the state convention down in Detroit this week, I had my radio uniform on, my Your Defending Father's hat, radio t-shirt, my black Carhartt cargo jeans packed with business cards and stickers and all kinds of things. As I walked around the room and I talked to people, I didn't realize how many people are listening online, downstate, across not only the state, but actually a few other states as well across the country. They listen on YourDefendingFathers.com website or the TuneIn app. They listen to the podcast on demand, which is on the website, YourDefendingFathers.com. But the radio station itself, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, is gaining listeners. And we're doing it because of your help. We purchased 1,000 rear window stickers to be put on glass on the back of your vehicles. We're down to roughly about 180, 200. I haven't counted them exactly, but we're almost done with it. We've got to get these last remaining stickers out there this next week. Because as we enter March, which starts on Saturday, that is the last month of the first quarter. is you text me your first name, last name, mailing address, either home or office, business, and how many stickers you pledge to me that you will put on vehicles. We will mail them to you. And when you get them, clean off your window, make sure it's good and dry and clean, and put the sticker on there and just simply drive around town. Go to work, take the kids to school, go shopping, park in parking lots, go to church on Sundays. When you help us get the recognition of the existence that 97.7 FM is out there and people start listening, we grow our radio family. We grow our listeners. We grow sponsors. We help keep this show and the music on the air. I've explained this before. This is a non-election year. You notice you didn't hear Jim Runstead's ad running for chair this morning. Why? Because it's over. We have no other political campaigns that we are going to be advertising for this year. We'll be talking about school millages coming up in May, but other than that, that's about it. We need to get back to the private sector to grow our sponsorship to keep this train moving, and I need your help. I need your help. Again, text me 231-360-5140, your first and last name, your address, and how many vehicles you pledge to me that you will stick these stickers on, and we need to get them out there. And we need it done this week. Because as we start on Saturday, this will be the last month of the first quarter for the Nielsen's ratings. Hopefully, when the report comes out, we will have grown in our ratings, and that then opens us up to ad agencies to be able to email us a commercial and mail us a check. I won't have to actually go out and market and talk to business owners like I have been doing for the last 5 years to keep the show going, to keep the radio station funded. When we pay the station with the ads that we sell, we help keep the lights on. And this is how the model is set up, and this is how it works. And I need your help. So if you haven't put a sticker on your vehicle yet, please, please text me. First and last name, mailing address, and how many stickers you will put on vehicles, and I'll mail them out to you today. I'm going to the post office this afternoon, and I'll put them in the mail to you. We've got to get this out there, folks. We got to get these last remaining stickers on vehicles this week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate the help. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief.